AM KKNW Seattle and KWJZ 98.9 FM Digital HD3 Seattle.
Good afternoon, ladies, and welcome to Wise Divas with host Teresa Proctor. Teresa has learned to be the star of her own life, and she's passionate about teaching you to do the same. Now, here's your host, Teresa, and Wise Divas.
Hi, I'm Teresa Proctor, and you're listening to Wise Divas, and I am the Diva Coach. And my passion is to empower women and men to connect to their hearts, speak their truth, and live their passion. I'm a certified life coach, and I want to thank each and every one of you today for joining Wise Divas and myself as we both learn and grow together. I'm currently the host of two radio programs, both called Wise Divas. And the first one is on what you're listening to right now, KKNW out of Seattle, which also goes into WBNW in Boston and WWPR in Tampa. And if you're down under, you'll catch it tomorrow in Australia. And I'm also a host of Wise Divas on voiceamerica.com. And my mission with Wise Divas is to empower women to stand in all their power and glory and to shine the light on the many men who are connecting with their hearts. I'm also the founder and owner of Wildest Dreams Coaching. And Wildest Dreams Coaching is dedicated to empowering women to stand in all their power and glory, to connect to their hearts, speak their truth, and live their passion. You know, we can no longer live in the past. The energy is changing, and we must honor ourselves by connecting to our hearts and speaking our truth. And this is my purpose. This is my purpose, to open the door, because it took me 22 years to open this door for myself. And I want to provide you with the tools and skills to make your journey of connection a lot shorter than mine was, because I know if I had had the tools and skills, I hopefully would have taken advantage of them and opened that door a long time ago for myself. So that's what I want to do for you, is to empower you with the tools and skills to open your door to your truth. You know, I also have two very special guests today. The first one is, I want you to listen to this because this is really important stuff here. You know, we all have these images that we create in our minds, and especially around now, around the holiday time, we have this perfect holiday image that we've created for ourselves. But, you know, it's really not beneficial for us to create these images and start this programming because it's very detrimental to who we really are. And that's what we're going to talk about with my very special guest today, Elizabeth Diane. She has a book that's kind of launched in Mother's Day 2008. It's called Listening with Heart, and we'll be talking more about that later on in the hour. And we also have, if you're looking for a way to buy gifts that are green this year, we have four fantastic gifts for you. And John O. Corchin is going to talk to us more about buychange.com and how we can buy responsibly this holiday season. In every show, I always provide tips with Teresa. So my coaching tip this week is about deepening your community. Okay, and I think this is perfect for this holiday season because this is what part of this season is about, is deepening your community. So what does that really mean? What is a community? You know, we all have communities, okay? And I'm not talking about your families, because those are things that we have to do. Communities are choices that we make. We choose to be part of this. So what does communities make up? Part of your communities can be your colleagues, your friends, your associates, coworkers, church. If you're a member of a church, that's a community that you belong to. Any type of special interest group. These are all types of communities that we choose to belong to. And, you know, what's so great about belonging to a community is the what you get out of it as a person belonging to this community. You do benefit, believe it or not. You grow and become a better person for belonging to these communities. And these communities, they create energy and they create creativity and the enrichment of you that you wouldn't get anywhere else except for by belonging to some type of community. So I want you to realize that these are choices, and communities should bring you enjoyment, and they should bring you a higher-end development. And, you know, you should feel loved and accepted, and you should be able to contribute by being part of these communities. So I want you to get a piece of paper out and a pen right now, because I want you to ask yourself several questions here that I'm going to give you about your community. So the first one is, who is part of my community? The next one is, who am I in my community? The third question is, how am I attracting this type of community? And is this really what I want to be a part of? And the last and final question is, I want you to ask yourself, how are you benefiting? How are you growing by being a member of this community? I'm going to give you next 3 steps on how to deepen your community, deepen your level with it. Okay, and if you'd like to know more about, there's 10 steps on my website on Tips for Teresa at Wildest Dreams Coaching. You can go and get all 10 steps, but we only have time today for 3. So I'm going to give you the first 3. And the first one is, I want you to determine who and what comprises your existing communities. And then the second thing is, I want you to draw a picture of how your communities support and interrelate to each other. Okay, and the third thing is, I want you to examine the benefits that you're gaining from being part of these communities, as well as the potential drawbacks, and how you see yourself moving forward in these communities. You know, there comes a point in time where we outgrow communities a lot of the time, and that's what happened to my client, Sally. Sally came to me, and she was highly involved in charity work, which she did love. But at the same time, she felt a lot of anger around this charity work. So we started talking about what this anger was really about. And what came out of it was that Sally had really grown past a lot of these communities. She had started and become a member of them 15, 20 years ago. And she was really ready for a change, to move on, to do something with more meaning to it for her. Didn't mean that the communities or the charity work that she was doing wasn't meaningful. It just wasn't for her anymore, which is great. That means she's developing, she's growing, and that's what we're all here to do. So what she did was, she decided to draw back from some of them and just flat out not go to participate in them anymore. And she decided to choose new ones that met her values and met what she really needed in joining a community. And you know what? When she did that, when she made that, of course, those steps are really scary, her going in there and saying, you know what, I really don't want to be a part of this anymore. I don't have time for this, or whatever she said, to get out of it. It was really a scary venture for her. We had a lot of conversations around it, but she did it. And once she did it, it was like a weight had lifted from her. You could even see it in her face. A weight had lifted from her. And then she was able to go on and to develop relationships with other communities that benefited her more at that time, benefited her growth and her enrichment as a human being. And that's what I want you to do, is when I say about examining the drawbacks, that's what I'm talking about, because sometimes we do outgrow the communities that we're in, and that's okay. That's okay. So that's my tip for today. And again, if you want some more tips on deepening your community, you can go to wildestdreamscoaching.com. and look for Tips from Coach Teresa. And I have 7 more there for you, waiting for you. And there's some more discussion around communities also. So I want to introduce real quick my guest today, Elizabeth Diane. And she is launching a book on Mother's Day 2008 called Listening with Heart. Elizabeth, welcome.
Well, thank you, Teresa. Good morning.
So I want you to give us a real quick summary in about a minute.
Okay, no problem. I can do that. About Listening with Heart?
About Listening with Heart.
All right. Well, ladies, Listening with Heart and your listeners, they might not all be ladies.
That's
Listening
true.
With Heart is all about having a place for all girls and women to go. It's a place where any question can be asked, where all women are going to feel like they belong in what you were mentioning before in a community, and most importantly, where they're going to feel listened to. And mainly because I have such a short amount of time in the first segment, it's mainly been started because what we call the female consciousness, which is just all the collective thoughts of girls and women floating around out there, it's extremely fragmented. So we're not as together as we could be. And even though women have progressed and there's a lot more knowledge and women have been educated in so many more areas than ever before, unfortunately, Teresa, this increase in knowledge has not been translated in what you've mentioned before, in the shift in thinking and the shift in energy that's happening. And so Listening with Heart is here to magnetize women to a common core and to move forward from there.
Cool. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, and we will be back with more female consciousness, Elizabeth Diane, and Listening with Heart, and how we can all benefit from it.
The Fair Trade Certified logo on a label offers consumers a simple way to know that the product was produced in a responsible manner. It's your guarantee that there was a fair and responsible exchange of labor for a fair wage. Buying only fairly traded products is a socially responsible, enlightened message you send saying you vote for a win-win for everyone on this planet. This message has been brought to you by Equal Exchange. For more information, visit equalexchange.com.
Are there things you want and don't have? Imagine creating them. Having experiences you don't want? Imagine discreating them with Avatar. Call 1-800-270-5111. How much future suffering could you avoid by restructuring your own mind? The Avatar Course, the most powerful consciousness training available. Free mini courses offered. Visit avataraloha.com and call 1-800-270-5111.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out michaelnardi.com. That's Michael, N-A-R-D-I.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of being sick? Learn about energy medicine from Donna Eden, the world's most joyous and sought-after spokesperson for alternative medicine. She will share how you can shift your energies to create health and vitality using quick and easy techniques. Learn about Donna's classic book, Energy Medicine, her DVDs, trainings, home study programs, and professional certification program at learnenergymedicine.com.
I'm Melody Beattie, author of Codependent No More. 7 times more Americans have hepatitis C than AIDS. If you're one of the millions of Americans with hepatitis C and your doctors are treating you with interferon, then you're clearly aware of how your life has been turned horribly upside down. Backed by huge pharmaceutical monies, the medical community swears there's only one dangerous, disabling way to battle this silent killer. It's not true. There are alternatives and they work. Triumph Over Hepatitis C is a book written by best-selling author Lloyd Wright, who fully recovered from this frightening disease. Lloyd is helping others to take charge of their lives and fight for their body's freedom from this crippling illness. Call the people at Hepatitis C Free now at 866-HEP-C-FREE. Don't become another medical statistic. Find out the truth about hepatitis C and get your life back.
Get your copy of Triumph Over Hep C at Borders and at hepatitiscfree.com. Call 866-HEP-C-FREE.
1150 KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm Teresa Proctor, and I'm the Diva Coach, and you're listening to Wise Divas. And my very special guest is Elizabeth Diane, and she is sharing with us her new book that her and Andrew Marshall have written called Listening with Heart. And we just stopped off at the female consciousness and programming. Let's talk about that.
You want to talk a little bit more about the programming?
Yes.
Well, I believe most of your listeners and yourself, Teresa, are familiar with the little book that was a national bestseller last year, The Secret.
Yes.
And as most of you know, The Secret was all about the law of attraction. And we had to wait. We had to wait until North American women were able to tune into this idea, because what has happened is the programming is standing in the way of a lot of this law of attraction in the case of women. And what the programming is, it's anything and everything that takes you away from your natural self. And in the book, we cover two types of programming. And the first one is the media, advertisers, and big business. And that type of programming is designed for the sole purpose of making money. And the second type of programming is all of the roles that girls, and in particular women, play out in their lives. So that's a general summary of the programming.
So let's talk about the first one more, about media and advertising, because I know that we see these pictures in magazines and whatnot, you know, and we compare ourselves to these pictures, which aren't even real to begin with, because they're airbrushed.
Yes.
So yes. We're comparing ourselves to a fantasy that doesn't even exist.
Well, definitely. And what we want the girls and women of North America, what we need to get out to them is we want to ask this question, and I'll put it to you, Teresa, and your listeners. Here it is. What do dolls, mannequins, and models all have in common? Now, I'm putting you on the spot, Teresa.
Okay. Dolls, mannequins,
what do you think?
And models all have in common. Well, they create a fantasy. They're not real.
Okay. That's definitely a good start. But what the answer we have is they do not change in size. So from the very beginning, most young girls are playing with dolls, even before they can speak. So what happens is you look at an image and you look at the female form, and time and time and time again, we are never introduced to the reality that the female shape changes. So what happens is, in our thinking, grooves of thinking form that, oh, you know, those images aren't changing, so it's not natural for my body to change. And that's how it starts. Now, what happens after that is the body programming then becomes a side effect of all of this advertising. Now, what has happened so far is the fashion and beauty industries, they're really taking a lot of the blame and the heat for all of these eating disorders and all these problems that these young girls and women are having. Now, I'm not saying that they're not 100% innocent in all of this, but what I'm saying is that going around and blaming them, it's not working. So what we need to do is we need to adopt a new angle of thinking in this area. Now, you had a woman on, Paige, I believe her name was Paige Adams-Geller.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of, now I listened to her interview, fantastic woman, started up her own jean denim business. She's in the fashion and beauty industry, but she's trying to make it available for women. So what I'm trying to say here is that we need to start realizing that the beauty and fashion industries, they're selling a product. So of course, when you're in a business, you're going to present it in the best way that you can. And of course, that means on a slimmer, more slender, aesthetically pleasing body, so to speak. But what girls and women need to do is they need to separate the dress or the product or the jean that they're selling from the size. Because you can look good in a size 6, a size 12, a size 16, a 10, whatever you are. But girls and women aren't doing that. they see the they see that dress and they see, well, it's, in order to look good, I've got to be a four. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah. So tell me, how does listening with heart support women?
How does it support women? Well, the first thing that we have coming out, of course, is the book. And what we want all women to understand is when they purchase the book and read the book, they are only half done. Because what we have done, we have set up our website to work in tandem with the book. And so when you visit www.listeningwithheart.com, they will see a drop-down window that corresponds to the issues and situations that they may be experiencing in their lives. And in order to move up a notch or a rung in a particular area, they can write to us, and Andrew and I will send them back options. And making note that these are all individualized options, because one size does not fit all, ladies. And that is the main strength of what our book is going to give to women. There are so many different angles of thinking out there and so many different solutions to problems, and they have to be individualized because every woman is an original.
Ooh, I like that, because every person is different and every person's circumstances are different. There's always a different little twist to every person's circumstances. And if you just give a pat answer, a blanket answer, it doesn't take into account all these little nuances that we have going on in our lives and this kind of thing. So that's, I think that's really beneficial to people to be able to express everything that's going on concerning whatever it is that they're coming to you about, and really get a direct answer from you and get several options as opposed to one blanket statement.
Well, that's just it, Teresa. And just to give you a quick example, I was running a workshop this past Thursday on how women can move on after a divorce. Now, there were several women there, and one woman was there who was just in a marriage of 3 years, no children. And then there was another woman who asked the same question, Elizabeth, how do I move on? And she was in a marriage of 18 years and 3 children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you cannot give blanket statements to both of those women.
Exactly.
Because they're in different life situations, and the programming has impacted their thinking differently as they've progressed through their lives and into that marriage. So I like what you say. A blanket statement, it's just not working. Just the same as the blanket size zero, it's not working.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I know that in the book, it's also going to talk about natural weight. And I know that especially going into the holiday season, a lot of women right now are stressing over weight. You know, are we going to gain it? Are we not? How are we going to get it off? That kind of thing. So let's talk about a little bit about natural weight real quick.
Right, real quick. Well, natural weight is something we're bringing out. We want to let girls and women know that there is such a thing as natural weight, meaning that If your DNA, and I can't get into it, Dr. Friedman of Manhattan University is a strong proponent of natural weight. But anyway, your DNA plays a strong, strong role in how much you're going to weigh. And unfortunately, women are not aware of this fact, and that's mainly because of all of the programming out there in this area. So a quick example. Let's say, Teresa, that your DNA, it says, okay, you're going to settle around 155 pounds. That's a healthy weight for you. But you're like, no, no, no. I've got to fit into that nice little black dress, that size 5 or 4. And so you work and you work and you don't eat much and you exercise yourself to the bone and you bring yourself down to 130 pounds. That's going to be very difficult for you to maintain because your body, your DNA is naturally set at 155. So the second that you relax and you can't make it to the gym a couple days or you have a couple chocolates with your colleagues after work, it's going to start coming back on because your body has a say in your weight, and women do not know that. So women aren't listening to their bodies. They're listening to all these external cues. And, you know, we've got to cut ourselves some slack because before we could talk, we see a doll that doesn't change in size. Exactly. And then we see a mannequin, and then we're bombarded with models.
Exactly.
But it's time that women become aware that this is what's happening.
Yeah, and this is all about programming, and this is what the book is about, and it addresses
yes.
all these different areas of how we, as women, are allowing ourselves to be programmed through whatever means.
Through whatever means. And, I mean, it's not about, again, our book is not about blame.
Right.
This book is about progressing women forward.
Right.
And if more, and you know yourself, Teresa, because you're a positive person, the more that we can work together and that we can work with the beauty and fashion industries, I mean, why wouldn't we?
Exactly. And
then
if we want to know more about Listening with Heart and how we can purchase the book, which comes out on Mother's Day 2008, we can always go to your site, www.listeningwithheart.com, to learn more. And Elizabeth, I want to thank you for being my guest today and sharing all of this wonderful information about programming
Excellent.
With us and all the other Wise Divas out there.
Well, thank you so much, Teresa, for taking the time and inviting me on the show once again. And have a great rest of your Monday, and we'll be in touch soon.
Sounds
Thanks
great.
Again.
We'll be right back with more Wise Divas and how you can buy green products for Christmas or your holiday season.
Close the gap between enlightened knowledge and experience. There is a way to live in direct contact with the source of creation to completely transform your life. The Ashaya's Ascension is the bridge. The next course in Seattle is January 4th through 6th. For more information, call 888-ASHAYA-1 or visit theashayatradition.org, spelled theashayatradition.org.
Carol Haywood Bobrowskis is a seer and an author who has been watching evolution in action since her third eye opened wide in 1987. Her observations reveal a very hopeful path for the future of Earth and humanity to evolve to a place where love and peace prevail. You can find out about her book, Passionate Pinky and the Evolutionary Experiment, as well as her fun workshops by calling 425-222-9455 or visit passionatepinky.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Learn about symptom-free autism. Hidden beneath each symptom is the answer waiting to be discovered by the intuitive mind. Natural healer and medical intuitive William Lewis is finding the answers. William isn't interested in cures, just the removal of the symptoms which lead to the label or condition so the body can then readjust to a balanced state. William's son was his first long-term success. Call 508-866-2605 or visit autismsymptomfree.com.
Check this out. Did you know that spending just 30 minutes a day in a portable sauna that uses far infrared technology can burn hundreds of calories, rid your body of toxins, and reduce pain? Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show can enter to win a portable infrared sauna from Detox America. Enter by December 31st by calling 888-338-6987 or send a message with your contact information to info@detoxamerica.com and in the subject line, put the Dr. Pat Show sauna giveaway.
Celebrate Christmas with the Center for Spiritual Living at two special holiday worship events. Sunday, December 23rd at 5 p.m. is the Multicultural Holiday Family Service with Reverend Kathy Ann Lewis, plus the Children's Angel Choir at the Center for Spiritual Living's campus. Christmas Eve, come downtown to Benaroya Hall for a citywide adult Christmas service with Reverend Kathy Ann and the 100 Voice Choir of Light from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Go to spiritualliving.org. Christmas with the Center for Spiritual Living, where all faiths are welcome.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hi, Hi, and welcome back. I'm Teresa Proctor, and you are listening to Wise Divas. And we have Deason Korchin on with buychange.com, and she's going to be sharing with us today how we can buy green products for the holiday season. This is so important. I know there's so many people out there wondering how they can do this, Deason. So tell us, how can we do this?
There are a number of different ways to do it. What I'd love to do is just share some stories with you of some specific products.
And then, I love it.
And then maybe I can give you some references of other places to go. You can also find all of more detail about all of these products at our website, which is buychange.com, as you said. We like to talk about, beyond just green, we talk about social benefit products. So these are products that when you buy them, you are quite literally changing the world. It's not a small, it's a small purchase you're making and a big action you're taking. And let me just, I'll start with a very clear example. A lot of people know that the elephant population in the world is in rapid decline. In fact, over the last 100 years, we've lost about 50% of the elephant population. And within the Asian elephant population, which is distinct from African in that they don't have tusks, they're declining at a 6 to 10% rate per year, which means it's not hard to figure out that within our children's lifetime, they'll be gone unless something happens.
Yeah, and that's a huge rate of decline.
It's really dramatic and easy to overlook in our busy daily lives. But what's happening there in Sri Lanka specifically is the elephants aren't being hunted for their tusks. What's going on is a very simple animal-human conflict over resources. As the population in Sri Lanka grows, the human population is moving into the areas where the elephants used to roam and setting up farms out of their own necessity, obviously. They're trying to support their families. And so the elephants who need to eat wander onto the family farms, and the farmers who need to eat too shoot the elephants because they need to support themselves. And that's why the elephant population is declining. So there is a group of people there who came up with a truly win-win, it's an overused expression, but it really is significant in this case, solution of turning the elephants into an asset, quite literally, everybody laughed when they first hear this, but by creating paper from their dung, from their poop. What they do is elephants, since all elephants eat is vegetable, their poop is just cellulose, which is what paper is made from. So these people have created a marvelous product, a whole series of products, actually, which talk about a perfect green purchase. They're wonderful stocking stuffers. They have beautiful boxes. They're all handmade. They're really cute. The company itself is called Mr. Elipu, and so, not surprisingly, their main symbol is a little elephant. So they're great for kids. It's wonderful for scrapbooking. The paper itself is all acid-free, and what's happening is by doing this, by creating a business from harvesting the poop of these elephants, it's making the local people there not want to shoot the elephants because the elephants are more valuable to them alive than dead.
Exactly, and I love the paper. I have some of little notepads.
Oh, that's great. I'm thrilled. It's really wonderful paper, isn't it?
The colors
are beautiful, and the texture is really nice.
And it doesn't smell or
weird. It doesn't smell. That's what everybody jokes about that. And this organization in particular has done a really good job of, and here's sort of a business jargon word that I'm not that fond of, but of productizing, in that they have a whole array of different products. You can buy stationery or notepads, as you're talking about, or even little pins. They have little elephant pins and giraffe pins. And every time you make this simple purchase, you're quite literally helping to save an elephant's life. But you're doing so in a way that is not just a donation. Please understand, I think it's wonderful to give donations, but there's only so much money we can give away when we all have the demands of the holidays on us and we have our own needs to fulfill. So this is a way of addressing your own needs, getting wonderful presents for your children or your office mates while really truly making a difference. And actually, right now, if you go to their website if you go to MrElipu.com, they'll give you a 20% discount if you mention our name, just Buy Change. You put that in there as a product code, and you get a 20% discount. But that's a kind of example of an emerging world called eco-commerce, where they're actually using commerce to develop solutions to on-the-ground problems.
Yeah.
There's another example. Is this a good time to go into another example?
Yes,
Susan?
Absolutely.
Closer to home, which is a little bit different, but it's you wouldn't necessarily think of salad dressing helping address the educational issues facing inner city kids. But this is a story that I just think is so powerful. So many of us can remember what happened after the Rodney King riots when Los Angeles or parts of Los Angeles just went up in flames. And I think not a lot, we don't think about how that affected the young people growing up, particularly in the Crenshaw district, which was the hardest hit in Los Angeles.
And exactly. The kids in the school, how were they feeling at that time?
Exactly. It was just decimated. And, you know, we see pictures in Iraq and in Afghanistan of the war going on, but that there was actually, it was like a war zone for those kids then. It was just, everything was burned out. And the kids came to one of their teachers just in despair and said, "We don't want the world seeing us as victims and as angry and as hating people. We want them to have a different image of us." And so the teacher, I think very wisely, she was a science teacher, her name was Tammy Burns, very wisely challenged them to come up with a solution and said, "Okay, you've addressed the problem, you've defined the problem, now what can you do about it?" And what they came up with, and it just, it makes me tingle every time I think about it, is they looked at the assets that they had at the school, and what they saw was a vacant lot out back but behind the school. And they said, we want to turn that into a garden. We want to make things grow. And so they got the community together, and they created a garden there, and it was phenomenally successful. Here are these kids who are most accustomed to seeing things die. They live in the middle of the inner city where they see shootings and they see suffering all the time. And here they created their own chance to make things flourish. And it became so successful that they had all this extra produce. They started taking it to soup kitchens, and they still had more, and so they started taking it to the farmers markets. And at the farmers market, somebody said, "This is wonderful. You should turn this into a product." And in that moment when they were at the farmers market, it's like they got an idea in their head, which is that they could take this joyous thing that they were doing and actually turn it into money. And
I love that.
That's what it's become. It's called Food from the Hood, which is a perfect name. And what it's evolved into over the years is a salad dressing that you can buy. The kids still do the gardening, but the salad dressing is packaged off-site, so it's all done in, you know, the same kind of facility where you would get your Heinz from or your more standard salad dressing, so you don't have to worry about the quality or anything. The kids are still directly involved in that they do all of the recipes for it, and they're still growing vegetables, though the vegetables tend to go to farmers markets or the soup kitchens around. But the great part of it is that the kids are directly involved in every aspect of running the business, and excuse me, 50% of all the profits from the sale of the salad dressing goes directly back to the kids for their college scholarships. So here's a situation where you're buying a green product and you're helping put an inner city kid who most likely otherwise would probably not even graduate from college, he or she is now going to college. They have something like 38 master's degrees have come out of that program. Their graduation rate is very close to 100%.
Wow.
Where among the rest of the population there, it's less than 50.
Wow.
So this is a situation where a connection to the earth, a green connection, if you will, is really helping give these children, these young people, purpose and helping support them go to school. And that all happens if you buy a bottle of salad dressing, which can only make your salad taste so much better, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I love it because it's empowering the kids, and they're learning how to be productive, and they're self-esteem and self-confidence is just soaring. You can hear that by the rate of success they're having.
Exactly. And it makes school meaningful to them because the math that they're learning, they can convert into business. The science
exactly.
that they're learning, they that helps them understand the growing that they're doing. And it, the metaphor that the program uses throughout is about cultivation. So they're cultivating the ground, they're cultivating a business, and the young people are cultivating their own lives.
And I love it because it's giving back two ways. It's like it's giving the public a product to sell, but yet it's also giving back on the other end So it's both ways. It goes both ways. I love that.
Exactly. And you get that from, you know, creamy Italian or light ranch on your salad or your dip or whatever. And that's another thing that makes an excellent stocking stuffer. And you can find that at our website.
Another, and that is buychange.com, and it's buy, buychange.com, right?
That's exactly right.
And you can find both of those products. And we're going to talk more about two more products that BuyChange offers or that you can get through BuyChange by going there in just a minute. But I want to ask you about what, I know you have two little boys, so real quickly, we have about a minute before we have to go to break. Real quickly, tell me what it is that you want to teach your two little boys with this.
I want to teach them that they have a tremendous amount of power as consumers, that the choices that they make in everything, but specifically in what they buy, and now it's what we're buying for them, really makes a difference, so that they understand where their food comes from, so that they understand if they want a toy, the amount of energy, you know, the carbon imprint of that toy, so that they know that it's not an isolated process. It's part of teaching interconnectedness and sharing with them the impact that they have from that decision. I think far too often the only kind of thought in a child's mind when they see something is, I want it, but they don't know what all the surrounding implications are.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with two more socially conscious and green holiday gift ideas for you. Be right back.
Being a mother is amazing, but it's not always easy, at least until now, on the It's All About You 7-night cruise to the Mexican Riviera. Join the Momstown Moms, Mary Goulet and Heather Ryder, on April 5th to the 12th, 2008, on this illuminating excursion where you'll find real advice on how to balance your love, family, work, money, and health. Bring back the life you crave. Attendance is limited, so call now. ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488.
Frequency, made with marine phytoplankton, is taking the world by storm. This live, raw, gluten-free whole food liquid raises your vibration and nourishes your body at the cellular level. It provides 400 times more energy than any other plant and is 90 to 99% absorbable. Find out more about this powerful and loving product by calling 877-428-7379 and ask for a free sample. Visit wholefoodliquid.com.
The secret is no longer a secret, but still life's deepest questions remain. How will you answer them? See One, the movie, and join the ultimate conversation at onetheproject.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Now, the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Experience One, the movie, and find your answers.
Are you ready to blaze the trail with your product or service, but you're unsure how to bring it to the marketplace without compromising your integrity? Andrea Adler, founder of Holistic PR and known as the High Priestess of Spiritual Marketing, takes you on a journey that will transform everything you think about marketing. Call 505-983-7777 or visit holisticpr.com. That's HOLISTICPR.com.
Is your cell phone harming your health? A growing body of evidence has shown that electropollution can have a devastating effect on our health and wellness, and also may increase our risk for disease and illness. The good news is that there is a solution, scientifically validated and patented technologies that neutralize the harmful effects are the answer. Call 503-781-5604 or visit http://thrive.emf.com. 411.com.
AlternativeTalk.com.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. I'm Teresa Proctor, the Diva Coach, and you're listening to Wise Divas. And my very special guest right now is Susan Corton, and she's with BuyChange.com, and she is telling us how we can buy green products that are social, contributing to our social awareness, I guess, and to our worldwide good. So, Susan, welcome back.
Thank you.
And I know that they're making soap in Afghanistan.
They are making soap and doing tremendous good in doing it. We, as I was saying before, we really love the opportunity to talk about products that aren't just socially responsible, they're actually social benefit products. We is how we talk about them. They by your purchase of them, benefits ripple throughout the world in different ways and actually create change in the world very directly. You know, each one of us sees all the hurt in the world and all the challenge in the world, and we can get so bogged down by it and say, I'm just one person, how can I make a difference? You know, I give all my money away already.
That's our story, our programming.
I'm sorry?
That's our story, our programming.
Exactly. That's our programming. That's the internal dialogue. But part of what we do at BuyChange is say, you know what? There are things that you, there is one thing that you already do, almost everybody, almost every day, buys things. And in that purchasing decision, you have consumer authority and you can actually make choices that change our world. And that's, we like to discuss those choices. So one of those choices is a truly incredible soap made from an organization called Argand in Afghanistan. And the story behind it is that and a tremendously courageous woman named Sarah Chase was an NPR reporter in Paris. Okay, not cushy, but nice place to be living. She got sent at the start of the war. She got sent to Afghanistan to cover the war in 2003. And while there, she realized, you know what? Nothing here is ever going to change, no matter how many bombs we drop, no matter how many soldiers we have on the ground, until the economic infrastructure that's accessible to the local people changes. Because right now, and I don't want to oversimplify, it's an incredibly complicated situation, but the short of it is that local farmers are essentially forced to grow opium poppy. Opium poppy is what turns into the heroin that we see on our streets. Opium, unfortunately, is Afghanistan's largest cash crop by far, and a lot of people strongly believe that that is what's funding the Taliban, and of course the Taliban are supporting Al-Qaeda. Now, if you sort of draw back from this large, complicated global economic picture and just look at the life of a farmer on the ground, he's saying, and in Afghanistan they are almost all male, the farmers, saying, I need to support my family and I need to protect myself against the Taliban, so I'm going to grow this opium poppy so that I can give it to the Taliban so that they won't bomb me and so that I can sell it and make some money to feed my family. So this woman, Sarah Chase, said, okay, what did Afghanistan used to be famous for? And it used to be famous, incredibly famous, for all a wide variety of crops, many of which are associated with making wonderful soap. So at the core is pomegranate, for example, which tons of studies are now showing has tremendously beneficial effects on your skin. Pomegranate, lavender, all these different sort of floral and fruit crops. And she said, you know what, I am going to create a cooperative to create soap. And she did something that's literally revolutionary in Afghanistan. She brought men and women together to work in the same place, which is virtually unheard of based on their Muslim culture, but she's doing it obviously in a very culturally sensitive way. And they're creating, through this very slow, painstaking, hand-milled process, the most beautiful soap you've ever seen. It looks like river rocks or pomegranate. It smells delicious. It lasts a very long time. It's very good for your skin. And when you purchase it,
You're changing the economic infrastructure of Afghanistan. And I don't mean to be hyperbolic. Obviously, you buying that one bar of soap is not going to change the fate of Afghanistan, but you are making a difference when you buy it. I've given it to, as hostess gifts to a number of people. I gave it to a whole office that I work with. People love it. It's a wonderful stocking stuffer. Again, you can get to that through our website, buychange.com, or you can go to their site, Argand, which is ARGHAND.org. Wonderful, heroic work. Green, social benefit. You know, we like to say, if you don't like the war, wash it away.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, right.
That's good. I like that. Wash all of it away.
They wash all of it away. Scrub. Exactly. Use that pomegranate.
Scrub. Exactly. That's so good for your skin now, too. This is what they're coming out with. So.
It's wonderful. It feels really good. I use it as often as I can.
Yeah.
And then one other incredible organization to share with people as they're thinking about their holiday gifting is an organization called Hagar International, which is based in Cambodia. And what they address is human slavery and human trafficking, which is what that actually translates to mean. It's sort of can be a high-level term, and people don't really have a picture of what that is. But in many, many, many cases, that actually means sexual slavery of women and girls as young as 5.
That means selling children
Exactly. And very often, again, as in all of these cases, at the root of the problem is not evil, it's poverty. It's families not having better choices. So what will happen is, in a small village somewhere in Cambodia or Vietnam, a family will have several children and not have the money to support them, and they'll be approached by someone who will gain their confidence and say, I'll give your daughter a good job in a restaurant in the city. And so the parent says, I want a better life for my child. The parent doesn't have literacy, so the mother or father can't read. So she signs a contract with her name, and off goes the child into a life of sexual slavery, with the mother having the best intentions and the daughter having the worst fate imaginable.
Exactly. So now they're rescuing these children and women.
Exactly. So what they do is they rescue the girls and the women, and they take them, and those kinds of experiences are so traumatic that you're not going to make them better in one day. They create a holistic program for them where they have psychiatric evaluations and care. They have physical evaluations and care. They're given housing. But of critical importance, they're also given job skills. It's really important because that's what allows them to create a life for themselves. And in this case, the job skills are all around sewing and design. So Hagar, the company, creates beautiful handbags, elegant handbags that you can carry, evening bags, and also just day bags. I use mine as a diaper bag, and I know that it's the mother to mother connection. I'm using it as a diaper bag to take care of my children, and in owning this, I'm helping to take care of a child or a mother who's however many thousands of miles away who's really suffered. But I didn't get there. I'm not doing that help by making a donation.
I'm
giving that help by buying something that I really want and value. And so I can't imagine a better gift for a mother or a sister. And again, that's Hagar International, and you can get there from our website as well.
Which is buychange.com. So there are 4 really great holiday gift ideas that I think would be wonderful for anybody, which is the elephant paper, salad dressing from the hood, the soap from Afghanistan. Wow, you can have a worldwide holiday season here.
Very global. Right?
And the purses from Cambodia and Vietnam, which are all going to better the environment in some way, in matter and form.
Exactly.
It's
and what's
so wonderful.
What's so exciting, I mean, about the sort of moment that we're all living in is there's so much environmental challenge, but also there's such a raising of our consciousness right now. And our website is one, buychange.com is one place to go for ideas. But if you just put into whatever search engine you use green products, you'll find myriad websites where you can purchase all kinds of wonderful, bamboo flooring and bamboo.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan, for joining me today. We got to jump out here. We're almost done.
Thank you so much.
And thank everyone else for joining me. And I invite you back same time, same day next week. Till then, live your wildest dreams.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Wise Divas with Teresa Proctor. If you would like to learn more about Teresa, or you have a question that just can't wait until next week, visit wildestdreamscoaching.com. That's wildestdreamscoaching.com. And we'll see you back here next week for another episode of Wise Divas.